Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 18th and the 18th day of the dog days of podcasting. We're on the downside. So tonight I'm going to talk about, we got our Dragon Con containers out and I started going through the costuming stuff a little bit, trying to decide what to do with it. You know, I think I said we were doing the War Doctor and Bad Wolf costume and kind of decided last minute not to do it, even though we had a fair part of it done. And I feel kind of sad about that, but there's no going back now because, like, 2 days after we decided not to do it, I let Savannah cut my longer hair off into a short bob. So that kind of ruined the Bad Wolf thing. So we'll do that next year, let it grow back out. So it's all good to go. So I don't mind wearing the same things again, but I do like to change them up just a little bit. Ken will be fine not changing them up, but I'll talk about that. So this is kind of what we pulled out and decided to do. We're going to do our fallout. We usually do that every other year. We might have done it 2 years in a row this time, but that's okay. He's got a great Vault Hunter costume, and he even has a Pip Boy 3000. It's like this little processor thingy that he used back in the day that he can put on his wrist. And the rest of it's great. He does have a new pair of boots to wear this year, but that's the only thing he'll change up. I, of course, am the mysterious stranger female version, and I wear the trench coat, and it's knee length, maybe a little bit shorter, and normally I wear a brown hat and like brown heels with some beige fishnet hose to kind of make it womany, I guess would be the word, probably not, but this year I think we'll switch to a black hat, and I actually was looking in my closet and realized I have a pair of, high-heeled, I guess, 3.5 inches, I don't know, black wingtip shoes. So I'm going to switch it up and wear that, and this maybe some seam toes or something, just to make it a little bit different so it's not exactly the same. And I love, even though a lot of people say it's getting old and they're tired of it, I do love steampunk stuff, and I've got enough of it that I can change that up pretty easily just with what I have, so one night I'll probably do that. But then when I was sitting with Gracie for a nap this afternoon, I was thinking, what can I do different? So I think I'm going to do like a Western steampunk kind of thing. I've got one of the under the bust corsets and I've got like a brown lace cami I can wear under it. And I'm going to dye I've got a blue ruffly denim skirt that I can kind of hitch up the front of it. And I'm going to dye it black. So I think it should do pretty well as denim. So it's blue. I'm going to turn it to black. And I've got the boots and we'll add some spurs and I got a little garter that's like a gun holster. So just some minor changes just to make that a little bit different. And trying to think. I was wanting to do a steampunk kind of a, like a mechanic kind of. I can't think of the word for it right now. But I got a really cool dress off eBay that I bid on. And I was going to do some stuff with that. But I kind of ate myself out of it. It's too small now, so that's another next year thing. But the Western will be fun for this year. And another one I might do, I'm thinking about, I've got kind of an over-the-top pirate girl thing I can put together that's like really pirate boots and coin jewelry and skull hose and a treasure chest purse, and it's very over the top, but you know, by the last night you're kind of feeling like that anyway, just being silly, so I might wear that. And of course I've got enough nerdy t-shirts and shorts to get me through the whole thing anyway, and Ken will wear his kilts. He's got two, a utility kilt and then a regular one. He'll wear those with every t-shirt you can imagine, and yes, he does wear them the correct way, and if it's a breezy day we have to be careful with that. So that's about it for the Dragon Con costume talk. And I'm still trying to come up with a type of steampunk, it's like with machines and things like that. And I'm still not coming up with it, but maybe I'll throw that in tomorrow night. So hope everyone has a good rest of the night, which isn't too much. Have a great day tomorrow. And this is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.